Good morning. Well, overnight, trade concerns continuing to hit the global markets. We saw the European markets selling off, the US markets starting off in the red. The Dow was down by 419 points at the lows of the day, but at the end of trade, only down by 287 points, with the broader S&P 500 only down around 11 points and the Nasdaq down by 21 points. And if we have a look at how the Australian market ran yesterday, we held up yet again remarkably well. We're only down by 2 points at the end of the trading session, as a lot of overseas investors see the expectations that Australia might be one of the winners of this constant trade war between China and the US, and also the fact that our economy is very strong, our banking system is solid, and we've also seen low interest rates here in Australia, and the fact that the Australian dollar continues to fall, falling again overnight in European and US trade, adding to expectations that we'll see a higher exports coming through from Australia in the future. If we have a look at what happened in the US, it really was a day where people were running to the safety of utility stocks. We saw continued falling coming into many of the banking areas and also into the industrial stocks. We also had a little bit of money, though, going back into some of the large technology stocks. So they were standing up remarkably well, despite the fact that many of them have a lot of exposure to the Chinese and overseas markets and will be hit by tariffs of the goods that they're exporting out of the US, and also hit by import tariffs coming into the US from their part products. But if we have a look, we did see that Netflix continued to rise, breaking above $400 for the first time overnight and finishing up around 3%. Having a look at the commodity markets, well, with the gains coming through in the US dollar, we saw commodities falling yet again. Not only the gold and oil price, base metals were lower, the iron ore price continuing to lose ground, now at $64.25 US a dry ton. The gold price down by $2 an ounce to $1,277 an ounce, and the oil price falling to $65 a barrel. At the moment, though, if you look at the Aussie market, we've held up remarkably well over the last few days, and we're set for a 35-point gain if you follow the SPY Futures Index, although we have seen weakness again in the Australian dollar, falling to a 12-month low. We've also seen commodity prices losing ground across the board, gold, oil, base metals, and also the iron ore price. So I don't know if we'll hit a 35-point gain at the start of trade, but hopefully we'll start to see a little bit of resilience in our market yet again.